For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope alongside Lori Arnsmeyer, the registrar here on the campus of BYU Idaho. Sister Arnsmeyer, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
We're going to be talking about your devotional address entitled The Words We Speak. You say this in your talk: words used correctly have power, power to teach, power to comfort, power to motivate. Words can also confuse, segregate, or scar when used incorrectly. The effect of our words depends on how we use them. Now tell me, what inspired you to speak on the power of words and speaking?
From my own personal experience, I have both experienced receiving words that were used correctly as well as received words that were not. And I've also spoken words that were damaging to others as well as words that have helped others. And I've recognized that we all need to be more mindful of what we speak, especially recognizing those on the other end of the words, the recipients of our words. Sometimes we do a lot of damage and we don't see it. And this is something that I am learning for myself, as well as something I'm teaching as a director here on campus. And I recognize it's not something that we do speak about a lot. We just say things and assume that we have that right, the right of free speech. But that doesn't mean that we should just speak whatever we think. Sometimes we need to be more in control of our words and really recognize the impact, for good or bad, that they have. And by failing to do that, we can hurt other people. We can make their life difficult. But on the flip side, we can speak words of encouragement and love and help. And right now, the world is pretty harsh. If you look on any social media site, there's a lot of antagonistic conversation being given. And it's not right. I just can't believe that our Father in Heaven would want us to speak to one another that way. So my hope with this message is to help us pause and consider what we're saying and the impact that it's having on other people.
Now, the social media and the rhetoric that we see in the world today, that's something that you mentioned in your talk. And now you talk about the words that we shouldn't speak, the words that we speak to ourselves, right, as well as the words that we should speak. You focus most extensively on, and as you mentioned there, the effect that our words have on other people. How is your understanding of the importance of our words, how has that changed over time? Or I guess, how have you learned and how has that changed over the years?
Sure. My undergraduate degree is in communications, and so I've always been a writer. So when you write, you have a lot more time to think, and you can edit, you can reconsider. I mean, you can always go back and do the fifth revision and make sure it's the right tone and everything. But once you speak something, it's done. It's out there. You can never bring back words that you've spoken. So I have a colleague who is really good at this, who has taught me as well as our office over the last several years. And we've just been more mindful of it. We've been trying to understand how this impact that we have. And so it's changed me. I have a new phrase that's I'll also address, called look in the mirror. Sometimes it's easy to say, oh, it's their fault, instead of, well, what did I bring to the conflict? What did I bring to the difficulty? So it's, again, mindfulness and also self-awareness, is recognizing that I have a part in every interaction. And so because of my own personal experiences, the things I'm learning from other people, including colleagues and friends, it's just something that's so important, and we just don't talk about it. We don't consider it, and it's doing a lot of damage. And I know that I'm a better person when I check my motives and really make sure that I am going into a conversation with the right perspective and trying to build instead of destroy in those conversations. So I know I'm better. I mean, it's reading materials, it's reading messages from our church leaders. There's all kinds of information out there that you don't even think is there, but there are a lot of messages on having appropriate conversations. So yeah, I'm a better person, by far not perfect yet at this, but trying to be and trying to help others. So we have a zero tolerance for gossip in our office because it's so damaging. Gossip is defined as addressing a problem with someone who has no power to resolve it, i.e. not speaking to the person with whom you have the conflict. That's the only way you can resolve the conflict. So it's learning about that. It's being honest about it and authentic about it and saying, yeah, this is a problem. Let's just be real and not damage the other person and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Now, the words that we have, and you speak about this, the words that we use, we speak to other people, they can have very long-lasting impacts on ourselves and them. I think in my own life, I can think of both positive and negative words that have influenced me and affected me for years to come. Now, you're speaking about an experience in the talk in which kind words of your father came at a very crucial time that helped you. Would you maybe care to expound on that experience a little bit, and in general, how others' words have affected you and helped you?
Yeah, the experience is just my father had an opportunity at I made a mistake, an unintentional mistake, and he could have come out and yelled at me and told me that I wasn't paying attention to, I was driving a vehicle and made an error that really could have killed us. Miraculously, it didn't. And I thought he was going to yell at me and say, you know, what have I taught you? And he didn't. He came, his words to me were kind and reflective, and it made me realize that he could have done damage, and I could have said, I'm never going to drive a car again. But his response was soft and reassuring, and even though I was terrified still, but it made me recognize that in any situation, because he was scared as well, and so he could have lashed out, he could have, you know, gone crazy thinking, yeah, you could have just killed me, and but he recognized that that wasn't going to have the best impact on me. And the way he addressed it, approached it, is that he gave me words that made me recognize that I can make mistakes, I can be forgiven, and it didn't destroy my confidence, which as a teenager, you don't have a lot of confidence. So it was good in that way.
How do kind words affect other people? And maybe dive into that just a little bit, explore that a little bit. How do kind words help other people so much?
Sure. Think about your worst day. You know, we all have them. We all have really trying days. More often than not, the world is getting busier with a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. And sometimes somebody's harshness or criticism, even if the words are appropriate to the situation, even the way they're delivered, sometimes can just be the final straw that just crushes us and crumbles us. I'm always mindful that I never want to be a person that crushes another person. You know, I don't want my actions to be an additional burden on them. But instead, we have such an opportunity to speak kindly. You think about the general authorities. You think about our prophet, President Nelson. You know, he's always so positive and supportive and reassuring and hopeful and optimistic. I mean, you don't listen to his message and walk away further burdened. You walk away motivated and like, I can do this. There's hope. There's optimism. I can look to the future and think that things are going to get better. And we should all do that. What he's doing is emulating how the Savior would interact with us. That's what we need to do. We need to be not only like our prophet, but ultimately like the Savior Jesus Christ. And speaking kind words is just the right thing to do. You read the scriptures. You know, there are calls to repentance, but that's when it's appropriate from the right person. But in day-to-day conversations, who are we to judge another person? Who are we to say that they're doing it right? We might have opinions, and sometimes we do need to address some conflicts or some difficulties, but you do those in the right way. You do those in the right motive. But more often than not, you know, just to be able to say, how are you? Have a nice day. Hope you're doing all right. Send a text to your mother. Say, you know, thinking about you. I love the idea. Sister Camilla Kimball, wife of President Kimball, said, never suppress a generous thought. So if you think about someone and you're thinking, I wonder how they're doing today, act on it. Do it. Send the kind word. You never know that you may be the answer to their prayer, or maybe they don't even pray about it, but the Lord's like, I know they need some help today. You can be that person to give that. And I love that. I love knowing that I have been on the Lord's errand and been able to lift somebody by saying kind words to them.
That's Sister Lori Arnsmeyer, the registrar here at BYU-Idaho, talking with me about her devotional address, The Words We Speak.